Welcome back to That's Cricket. Team USA just took down the Netherlands, and we're going to get into all the pool play action from the T20 World Cup. What a game of cricket we got to watch between the USA and the Netherlands. Records were set. USA wins by 93 runs. It's the first time they've beaten the Netherlands in a T20I. It's the second biggest score that USA have posted in a T20 World Cup match. Best figures from a USA player during this match: Harmeet Singh, 4 for 21. Shadley is the top leader, wicket taker, still in this World Cup with 11 wickets. Harmeet Singh in the top 5 with 7 wickets. Simon Kumala scores 79 or 51. And that's just this game. That's not all the other games we had, but that was a beautiful game played by Team USA. The lineup changed a little bit for this game. Andreas Gaus out for this game, replaced. And they just went. They went hard early. Monik Patel and Father Shai went hard from the get-go, and it was looking really good. I think having Father Shai come into the lineup has really helped Team USA here. He did so good in the game against Namibia, and it's just looking really good here. Looking really good here for Team USA. Obviously, they're still having to rely on results to make it fall their way, and almost improbable task to get them to get to the next stage. And by him against Namibia, I mean against India. I mean against Pakistan. I mean against Pakistan. It was India first, but Father Shai didn't play. Then he played against Pakistan. And then now he's in here against the Netherlands. He gets 20 from 14. Monik Patel, 36 from 22. Saimu Kamala, 79 from 51. Krishnamurthy has had two bad outings, one off two. Ranjane, 48 again. Another good score, 48 off 24. Milan Kumar down the order. The one thing I got to say about USA's cricket is they mix the order up a lot. And I think it could be part of their issue to consistency, not seeing everyone locked into a specific spot in the order. 3 for Milan Kumar or 4. Harmeet Singh gone for 1 off 2. Again, another low score for him. And Mo, 1 not out. 1 off 1, not out. But as in the bowling department for Team USA, beautiful bowling. Beautiful bowling all across the board. Enter Kenjige, he got to play in this game. Ali Khan back from that injury, so Netravolka the man out. So we had Ali Khan, 2 for 18, no wickets. Kenjige, 3 overs, 1 wicket for 20. Harmeet Singh, 4 overs, 4 wickets, 21 runs. Beautiful there. Shadley's van Kalsvig on fire, 3 wickets, 21 runs off his 2.5 overs. Mohammad Mohsin, 2 wickets, 19 runs off his 3 overs. And Ranjane also chipped in with 1 over, no wickets, and 4 runs. So very good performance from Team USA. Like I said, things have to fall their way. They got to win one more. They have to win the next game. And things to fall their way for them to be a reality to move through. Highly not likely. I even think there's a reality where big claim, one of the big claim, Pakistan beats India. Whoa, Pakistan beats India. Whoa, watch out the chat. Watch the chat. The chat's good. Pakistan beats India. I think if Pakistan ever had a chance to beat India, it's now. That's when they have a chance. They have a chance now to beat India. They've blown it many times. They've had many coming undones. If they have a chance, they want to do it now. Do it now. They have a chance to do it now. And that could change some things also for Team USA in this pool. But that's group A. Other big news, Australia. Australia get beaten by Zimbabwe. And in the famous words of... Who was those famous words by, Grap? Who said those famous words? Nate. Come on, guys, in the chat. No, Hayes. Who's the UFC fighter, Grap? Nate, the UFC fighter. Nate Diaz! In the famous words of Nate Diaz, hey, I'm not surprised. I'm going to bleep the rest out. Okay, I'm not surprised, okay? In the famous words of Nate Diaz, thank you, Grap. I'm not surprised, okay? We predicted this. I was very bold in my statement that Australia has no chance to win, no chance to go anywhere in this T20 World Cup, and that they would be beaten by Zimbabwe. The only part of this prediction that I messed up was that Raza would take 5 wickets, which he didn't. I think he only took 1. But Zimbabwe go absolutely through Australia, decimate them. Absolutely. Zimbabwe Post, 169 for two. See, the biggest thing that maybe Australians or the cricket world doesn't get, it's not that I hate Australia. It's not that I think the team sucks. It's that no one truly values how important Mitchell Starc, Josh Hazlewood, and Pat Cummins are to the structure of this team. Those three bowlers are the GOAT fast bowlers ever. Like you can come at me and say, oh, Glenn McGrath and Brett Lee and Gillespie and the whoever three combination would put together. But they are goated. Starc, Hazlewood, Cummins are goated. And not having them in the side changes things, especially Mitchell Starc not being able to break partnerships early. He is the best bowler ever to get the opening partnership out. He does it in every format, T20Is, ODIs, test matches, getting out of wicket in his first over, getting a first ball wicket, breaking the opening partnership. That's what Starc is good at, and that's what can set a team up for success. They don't have him. He retired. He's gone. He's not here. So Australia are just in this limbo, and the T20 ranking system we can get into a little bit more. They're sitting at T20 ranking of two, but there's I don't know how you do this. Is it held on forever? But the team changes so much. Just one change in a lineup, I think, can change an entire ranking for a country. Zimbabwe, 169 for two. Australia in reply, bowled out for 146. That's cricket. That's just what Australia's up to. Josh Inglis, 8 of 4. Travis Head, 17 of 15. Cam Green, a duck. Tim David, a duck. Maxwell, 31. Renshaw, 65, put up some good resistance. The good partnership between Maxwell and Renshaw. Try to keep it going there. Stoinis out, 6 of 4. Dorsha, 6 of 7. Nathan Ellis, he'll be not out, 7. And Zampa out, 2. Kooten and I would be run out. That would be the game for Zimbabwe. Famously beating Australia again. That go back to 2007 where they beat them. It's a World Cup curse, I guess you could say, for Australia against Zimbabwe. Had to pick the whole time. Never in doubt. Zimbabwe could sweep this group. They could sweep Group B. They could literally, if Sri Lanka win, Zimbabwe, Sri Lanka going through. That's who I've got at this point. Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe going through in Group B. That's all I got happening. That's all I have to say about Australia. That's not all I have to say about Australia. In some other news, like we said in a previous podcast, Steve Smith left out of the side, but in a chance of fate, Mitch Marsh would get hit in the groin. Can I say that on YouTube? Okay, he has bleeding in a bad area, and he is out of the T20 World Cup. Fly in Steve Smith from a LIV golf tournament. They're flying him off the golf course. He's on the way to Sri Lanka to play. He couldn't make it for this game. They needed him. Considering he is the second best T20 batter right now in the world, I have him as second best in-form batter right now. They may have a chance now with Steve Smith. May have a chance. We'll leave it there. Steve Smith coming in to maybe save Australia. Could be a little too late. Go Zimbabwe, go Sri Lanka. Let's go Group B. On to Group C, and we have the upset. But it's not the upset we thought it would be. Italy. Take down Nepal. Can you believe that? After Nepal pushed England and only lost by 4 runs, we're like, oh, so close for Nepal. Heartbreak for Nepal. And then Italy just basically wiped the floor with Nepal. It wasn't even close. The boys from Italy, unbeaten, chasing down the runs. That's unbelievable. I don't know if it's happened before, but it was an incredible innings by the two openers from Italy. And Nepal now see themselves essentially out of the World Cup. They need crazy things to go right for them to happen. And Italy now is on the cusp of potentially knocking out England. And now if you use some cricket math here, if you say Nepal were a full run short of England and Italy beat Nepal, well, then you would think that Italy have a chance to beat England. And if that happens, England's out of the World Cup. I think that would be a big upset. I think that would be huge news to the cricket world. And I think if that happens, I think Brendan McCullum is gone. And I think you'd almost say English cricket is dead because England invented this game. This cricket is an English game. They've lost the Ashes, and they're going to go to the World Cup. They're the third-ranked team in T20 internationals, and there's a reality now where they could lose. They might not even go to the Super 8s. This could happen. It could happen. I think we're all going to be cheering for Italy to beat England, and I can't wait to see how this pans out. It's going to be exciting. But Italy, are they the new wonder child here in the cricket world? 26th ranked team, beat Nepal 10 spots above them. Didn't see it coming. But Italy, they're the ones now to look out for in this World Cup. They have a chance to upset Group C. West Indies, they're looking phenomenal. They're looking great. They're probably going to win all their games. Looking real good. I did say Nepal could beat the West Indies, and they probably still can. But West Indies, they're a full-strength side right now. They're on a roll. Nepal, I don't know how they're going to bounce back from this 2 losses. But again, upsets can happen. I'm still going to ride the Nepal wave. We love Nepal. We want to see Nepal win. Let's see Nepal beat the West Indies and totally scramble this entire Pool C. And in Group D, we saw the craziest game of cricket you will ever watch. Unbelievable. Unbelievable game. Afghanistan versus South Africa just was another thing. We could do a whole pod. It could be a whole another hour explaining what happened in this game. But essentially, Afghanistan had the game. They had the game. They lost the game. South Africa had the game. They lost the game. They're back and forth. It was really South Africa's game to lose. They won the game. There was 13 needed of 6. They get a catch. Noor Ahmed's out. No ball. Play on. And then by the end of that, they push it to a super over. And then they get 17 off that Afghanistan. And then South Africa needs 7 off the last ball. 6 to make it a tie. Go another super over. Full toss down the ground. Tie. Super over. Do it again. South Africa put up 24. And then for whatever reason, this is the biggest part of this. I mean, there's actually 2 parts of this. First of all, for all the kids out there that play cricket, the first thing that you learn, that you should learn, is back up at the bowler's end, run the first one hard, and slide your bat. They're like the 3 key things that you learn. And Faruqi did not do any of those. He did not back up from the bowler's end. He did not run the first one hard, and he did not slide his bat. If he slides his bat when they run for 2, they win the game. Afghanistan would have won. They didn't have to run in the first place. But if he did push the first one hard, he gets home and they win. And then into a captaincy or a coaching strategic blunder, I don't know why you send Nabi out for the start of the second over. Gurbaz is your guy. You could have started off the over with Gurbaz. He just hit you 80-odd. Why would you not send him out? Because after the first ball, you swing and a miss. Second ball, Nabi swings, he gets out, caught. And then Gurbaz comes out and then hits 3 sixes in a row. He needed 4 to push it again. I don't know what you're doing. You should have put Gurbaz out there from the start. It would have given you a more chance to get that 24 runs. So much happened in that game. I don't know. It's a lot. But there you go. Afghanistan essentially now out. After me saying that Afghanistan had a chance to should beat South Africa, they should have beaten South Africa. Afghanistan could have made it in this top 2 in Group D. But now South Africa probably going to go through New Zealand. They've got 2 wins. And New Zealand, I think, looking really good. New Zealand, again, had another undefeated batting performance. They were against United Arab Emirates, unbeaten. Timmy Seifert and Finn Allen, unbeaten. Looking really good. I think that New Zealand, South Africa, they'll go through at this point. Afghanistan's out, Canada's out, Emirates is out. This is what was the pool of death and did provide some sort of a death for the fans watching and a lot of nervous fans around the world watching that game. It's going to be a pretty easy New Zealand-South Africa push at this point. It's kind of bizarre how Afghanistan almost is out of this World Cup only a few days in. Australia hadn't even played their first game and Afghanistan already knew they're out because they've lost those 2 games. So there's 2. Unless something else kind of wild happens, that's basically it. So that's your wrap. That's your T20 World Cup. Let me know in the comments below what you think is going to happen. Who's going to end up in that top final 4? Who's making Super 8s? Who's going to win the whole thing? And what do you think of the out there predictions? And who you're following for the rest of this tournament? Let's go to Paul and see some other good winnings from USA. Get one more win, USA. Come on, Nepal. Make an upset. Come on, Italy. Beat England. And maybe Canada do something too. There you go. That's cricket.